I love when new artists stop by the radio station because I know one of these days, you know, somebody that stopped by here, we're going to be seeing playing these big stadiums like Kenny Chesney and Florida Georgia Line and all those guys. Eric Cheshire in the studio this afternoon. Eric, what's up, man?
How you doing, Eric?
Great name, right?
That's right.
People are going to be confused. Oh, wait, who's who? Who's talking to what? What's going on here?
I know. You can call me Cheshire.
There you go. I'll be Eric. You just be Cheshire. Is that a deal?
Sounds great.
All right, man. But country music star in the making.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you're hoping for.
That's
right?
What I'm hoping for.
And you're familiar with this area. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Plainfield, Illinois, about 3.5 hours towards the Chicagoland area. But actually, my family, my mom and her husband, they have a farm in Paris. So looking forward to spending some more time down this way near Terre Haute.
So you have family in Brett Eldridge country then?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they go back and forth. They're in Naperville, and they also go to Paris. So that's right, yeah.
So you cool. will be spending more time, well, you know, we want you to spend time in the Wabash Valley, but we want you to be, you know, all over the United States too, touring too, right?
That's right, yeah.
But maybe one day we'll get to add, there's a sign as you drive into Paris, Illinois that says home of country music star Brett Eldridge, and maybe we can add Eric Cheshire to that here soon too.
That'd be great.
Well, tell us more about yourself, Eric. Tell us your influences and what led you to this journey in country music.
Well, growing up, my grandpa and my dad, they both played guitar, and you know, my grandpa was into country music. He listened to like Eddie Arnold and other old classics, Johnny Cash and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just, you know, they inspired me to pick up the guitar at a young age, and I just fell in love with songwriting. And major influences, Kenny Chesney, you know, from Luke Bryan, George Strait, all those guys, Alan Jackson, you know, they all have influenced me at some point or another, just mm-hmm. with their high energy and great lyrics, and just each night they just, Tim McGraw, they perform great performances on stage, but you know, growing up, you know, my parents, you know, they were biggest supporters of my sister and I, and just from day one they encouraged us to, you know, follow our dreams and get our education, but really meant get your education done first and then follow your dreams. So that's what I did, and I you know, I went to college and went to law school, but in the, you know, behind the scenes I just continue to write songs, and now I'm doing you know, music full time.
Law school.
That's right.
Law school. You don't hear that much about of, you know, people that want to be in the music business, that they have a background, you know, fighting, you know, murder trials or something like that. You haven't done that yet, though, right?
Haven't done that.
Okay.
No.
You're not a practicing attorney. You just have the piece of paper that says, hey, look, I went to law school.
That's right. If a case comes my way, I can refer, or, you know, maybe help out.
Well, we don't want to fall back on that. It's always great because my parents said a lot of the same things. Now, I had no aspirations of being a country music superstar because, let's be honest, my talent is pushing play on this computer here to play the next song and not, you know, picking the guitar. But they said the same thing. Go to school, get your education.
Right.
You know, that way you always have something in your hip pocket. Great advice, I think, for anybody.
Definitely. I mean, but I love music, and it's my passion. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, pursue your passion. You know, life is short. And so that's what I'm doing now. And very fortunate to be able to be in a position to follow my dream and make it into reality.
So you've got a guitar there in your hand.
Yep.
You've got your lead guitar player with us.
Yep,
got a
Brandon
couple
Frank.
Of guitars. Brandon's
yep.
here.
Yep.
You want to do a song? Let's hear what Eric Cheshire sounds like.
Sounds good. We're going to play it's going to be a new song. My EP comes out January 5th.
Okay.
It's called Love That Country Girl. One,
two. I love that she's low-key. She'll get her hair weighed up, boots moody. She loves to dance and sing. She knows all the words to Kenny Chesney. She'll watch a ball game too, play some catch or shoot some hoops. She stands on her own 2 feet. I love when she smiles and stares at me. That country girl, the way she walks, the way she talks, the way she does her hair. That country girl, the way she rocks, the way she stomps, the way she drinks a beer. That country girl, I love her southern ways. That country girl, made in the USA. I love that country girl. She loves going out. My heart starts pounding when she lets her hair down. She loves to drive my truck. She as I sit back and turn the music up. She loves to sit and pop, lay in that bed and stare out at the stars. Oh yeah, and I can feel my heart, I can't resist to lean in for a kiss. That country girl, the way she walks, the way she talks, the way she does her hair. That country girl, the way she rocks, the way she stomps, the way she drinks a beer. That country girl, I love southern ways. That country girl, made in the USA. I love that country girl. I love when she wears those curls and cowboy boots. I love the way she moves, rocking to that groove. That country girl, the way she walks, the way she talks, the way she does her hair. That country girl, the way she rocks, the way she stomps, the way she drinks a beer. That country girl, I love southern ways. That country girl, made in the USA. I love that country girl.
I love that country girl too. Eric Cheshire with a live version of a song off his EP, which you said will be out when?
January 5th.
All right. So right after the holidays, spend that holiday money that you picked up and go buy that, right?
That's absolutely.
Be available to all the digital outlets, iTunes, all that good stuff.
iTunes, Spotify, everywhere music is available online.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. So, Eric, it seems like you've got a lot of life experiences. You know, you've been, you spent some time in Alabama, Florida, been overseas, done some things there. What has been the craziest thing in this roller coaster ride of country music that you think you've experienced so far?
Well, I got to actually perform at the Surf Ballroom over the summertime for a St. Jude's benefit concert.
All right.
And that was a really special event for me, because not only is it a great cause, the Surf Ballroom has such history with, you know, Buddy Holly and everybody mm-hmm. and Waylon, and just the story behind the Surf Ballroom. It's a very historic place. And so that was a really special event to be part of. And just, you know, being able to share the fun I have on the road with my band and my family, and just having the support. You know, this is a team effort.
Absolutely.
And the support from country music fans and country radio has just been unbelievable.
Well, hopefully that support will continue to grow as the years go by. And, you know, after, you know, say 60 number ones like George Strait, you know, we could put Eric Cheshire right there. In the Country Music Hall of Fame, too. I mean, come on. You got to have some grand goals, right?
I'll take one number one. Fraction of that is perfect.
One number one would be phenomenal. 60, yeah. You know, okay, we're asking for a lot. Never know. Somebody's got to be the next George Strait. Might as well be you.
Baby steps.
All right. One step at a time. Let's not, you know, go all the way right now. But you've got a new single out. We're going to play that for you in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
It's called Yes. And I will be honest with you. When I first saw it come across, I go, all right, is somebody covering that Chad Brock song?
I don't know if I heard that.
You've never heard the Chad Brock song?
I don't think I've heard
it. She said yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, we'll have to play that for you maybe here in a few minutes.
But okay.
Tell us more about the song Yes, your latest single.
Well, I think just in general, you know, when you're starting out with a relationship, the goal is you hope that you meet the, you know, the one.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the story is true from meeting the person at the bar and, you know, going out on, you know, a date and all that. But eventually, you know, you're hoping for that last step, and that's, you know, being able to propose and get married. And actually, I think did you just recently get married?
I've been a little more than a year.
A little more than a year? Well, congratulations.
A little more than a year. Thanks. It was a year in October. You're right.
And you've
been creeping on my Facebook or something?
I just checked it on the website. Well, no, I thought that was cool.
Right.
But, you know, it just captures that special moment, whether it's the first time you ask them out or you ask them out, you know, for the last time, you know, well, for a lifetime, you know. And I think it's just a, you know, wholesome song that mm-hmm. Country music fans and just listeners in general can relate to.
Well, you said asking those questions, man, those are the toughest questions I've ever asked in my life. I know that.
Yeah,
you know, the two that go along with that, you know, first asking permission from dad and then, you know, actually doing the deed. And when my wife and I got engaged, I was in front of thousands of people at the Cinderella's Castle at Disney World.
Oh,
so
boy.
Pressure was on.
Oh, my goodness.
But well, it's a great song. We'll play it for you coming up in a few moments. But what's next for Eric Cheshire? What do you got going on? Are you going to be out to on the road doing some shows. You still on this radio tour. What is next for Eric?
Yeah, we have the holidays. So, I mean, everyone gets kind of busy with this time of year, mm-hmm. which is fun, though. And it's a great time with, you know, celebrating Christmas and everything. And we're going to be on radio tour start of the new year. And I'll be releasing some upcoming show dates on my website, ericchesser.com, later in December.
And that's Eric, C-H-E-S-S-E-R.com.
Right.
So we make sure they find your website. And you're on all the social media sites.
Yep, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Got some fun upcoming county fairs and festivals to look forward to this spring and summer. And can't wait to announce those.
Well, hopefully we can get you back to the Wabash Valley, since you sound like you'll be spending more time up the road in Paris.
I hope so, yeah.
Man, it seems like Paris, Illinois may be becoming the hotbed of country music. I mean, come on.
What's the big country music? Is there a big county fair? Or?
There's all kinds of fairs around here,
man. Hey,
we may have
it.
To get in on that. But Eric, we appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck to you. Enjoy the holidays up there in Plainfield, Illinois. And maybe we'll cross paths in Paris someday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Eric. Thank you, everybody here at High 99.